Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Administrator Tricia Clements reported to the County Executive and Finance Committee that direction was provided to explore agencies that could complete an assessment and provide recommendations for the future of the ambulance service. Interviews were completed with Innovative Public Advisors, Wisconsin Public Forum, and Strategic Management and Consulting. All three shared that to complete a realistic assessment, viable options should be provided for them to explore. Through discussions with all three, in addition to James Small from University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, and Alan DeYoung from Wisconsin EMS Association, there are three possible options. They are continue to have the county run the ambulance service, to have a third-party provider, or through the creation of a district with the district taking over the service. Clements would like to recommend engaging with the municipalities to see if they are open to creating a district and transitioning the administration and infrastructure to them. If they are not, the next step would be for the county to consider the other two options. Once the administration of the service is established, options should then be explored related to the funding of the service. Clements will make arrangements to meet with the municipalities to see if they desire to create an ambulance service. The committee also approved the updated fee schedule for Richland County Ambulance. Interim Ambulance Director Barb Scott reported the ambulance's current fee schedule is outdated and requires revision to remain competitive with other services in the region. Additionally, existing structure charges residents the same rates as non-residents, even though residents already contribute through local taxes. This approach is not consistent with common industry practice. The proposed updated fee schedule establishes higher rates for non-residents who utilize the ambulance services, aligning county policies with standard practice across comparable agencies. The Emergency Management Department has been notified that it is eligible to apply for a grant of state funds from Wisconsin Emergency Management as administered by the Wisconsin Emergency Management Department for the purpose of providing funding for hazardous materials response equipment in order to maintain or increase capability for emergency response to hazardous substances released within Richland County. Vernon County will acquire the equipment and Richland County will reimburse them and be reimbursed by WEM. The $2,500 annual contract with the four county hazmat team satisfies the 20% match required for the grant. The Richland County Executive and Finance Committee moved forward to the full Board of Supervisors for the Emergency Management Department to apply for and accept the Wisconsin State Computer and Hazardous Materials Response Equipment Grant, with the grant to cover $6,339 of the cost of safety helmets and radio batteries for the four county hazmat team in Vernon County, and with Richland County covering $1,584, which is the 20% local share county match. Tucson County men have been sentenced in federal court for fentanyl trafficking. In separate sentencing, Kenneth O. Phillips, 40, of Wisconsin Dells, and Brandon S. Stevens, 44, of Reedsburg, were sentenced for their roles in a fentanyl pill trafficking group operating in Sauk County and surrounding areas. Two others were charged in connection with this drug trafficking conspiracy. Co-defendants Ames Basham and Crystal Muller have both pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in the coming months. The investigation revealed that a co-defendant, Ames Basham, was mailing parcels containing fentanyl pills from California to Kenneth Phillips, another co-defendant, Crystal Muller, and Brandon Stevens, at various addresses in Wisconsin for local distribution. The pills were blue and marked M30, which should have been prescription oxycodone pills. In fact, the pills contained fentanyl and other substances. 19 parcels of fentanyl pills were mailed from California to Wisconsin between January and April 2022. The USPIS intercepted parcels addressed to Phillips, Muller, and Stevens in March and April. Phillips was identified as the local leader of the group. He provided addresses to Basham, who in turn mailed the drug-laden parcels to Wisconsin. Stevens worked for the United States Postal Service as a mail carrier and would pick up parcels mailed by Basham that were on his route and bring them to his partner, Muller. He also identified an abandoned residence on his mail route where drug parcels could be mailed. Phillips and Mueller sold the fentanyl pills locally. Kenneth Phillips was sentenced by Chief U.S. District Judge James D. Peterson to 6 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute fentanyl. The prison term will be followed by 4 years of supervised release. Brandon Stevens was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in federal prison for conspiring to distribute fentanyl. The prison term will be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Both pled guilty to the charges in September. St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center will be serving their annual community Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. The annual event provides a delicious meal for those unable to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal for various reasons. Patty Labansky has been an organizer of the event for many years.
I think I quit counting at probably 35 years, so it's been more than that, but I'm not exactly sure. But I know it's been over 30. I like helping people. I like to see the smile on their face and knowing that they're getting a meal when they may not have one is true to my heart.
There is no dine-in for the meal, but meals will be delivered from 11 to 12:30 within a 2-mile radius of Richland Center. There will also be a drive-through carry-out pickup from 11:30 to 12:30. The location for the drive-through carry-out pickup has changed this year.
There is a change in location. St. John's Lutheran Church is still sponsoring the meal, but we are now moving to the community center in Richland Center. We kind of outgrew our space at St. John's with the amount of deliveries and carryouts, and electrical became a little issue too, not having enough because we do prepare all the food at the site. So we went with a community center because of those two issues.
There is no cost for the meal, but donations are welcome.
We do take free will donation. There's no set price. It's free will, whatever you want to get. And then we use the profits to put in our fund for the next year to purchase the food or whatever. And then as it goes, this year we gave to the food pantry and to Passages. So we do give some of the donations back to the community through the food pantry or like Passages or whichever needs the funds.
If anyone would like to help with the dinner, volunteers are welcome. Laura Carpenter is also an organizer of the event.
Many of our volunteers are longtime volunteers that come every year and have their roles, but also on the day of, it is amazing to see. We topped 500 meals last year for the first time. It takes us about 90 minutes to get those meals dished up and out the door and on the route or to the carryouts to the people there. So if you think about the sheer number of meals, so that's why we have dozens. We have at least on the day of, we usually have around 40 people that day.
To order a meal, call St. John's Lutheran Church at 608-647-3000. Leave your name, phone number, how many meals you need, and let them know if it is carry out or delivery. Your call will be returned to confirm your address and details. There is a 6-meal limit per address. All orders are due by noon tomorrow. The price of a traditional Thanksgiving meal in Wisconsin is up 6.7%, according to Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual market basket survey that rang in at $61.84, an increase of $3.88 from the 2024 survey of the same items. The market basket survey looks at the price of popular food items used to prepare a Thanksgiving meal, sufficient to serve 10 people. This survey allows for Wisconsin food prices to be compared with food prices from across the country. Comparatively, the American Farm Bureau Federation survey of the same items showed a decrease from 2024 with prices nationally at $55.18. Lawmakers are reintroducing a bill to allow sandhill crane hunting in Wisconsin. It's the third time in 12 years that lawmakers are trying to advance a proposal that would establish a hunting season for the bird in the state. The bill would also include provisions that would reimburse corn growers up to 50% of the cost of treatment to keep birds away from cornfields. Those in favor of the legislation say it would help farmers who have crops mostly corn that have crops damaged by the bird. Those opposed say it wouldn't help farmers that much and could have damaging effects on the sandhill crane population in Wisconsin. Previous versions of the bill have not reached the governor's desk.